Penguin Audio presents Angler, The Cheney Vice Presidency by Barton Gellman. Read by Brian Keith Lewis. Chapter 1. A Very Short List. Frank Keating reached for the telephone on a desk the size of a Cadillac sedan. He was the picture of a governor in command, the first Republican to break the Oklahoma jinx on re-election. Working oil rigs outside his window, drilled right there on the Capitol grounds, living relics of the old frontier exuberance, pumped cash into a booming state economy. Keating had big plans for the second term, not least the construction of a grand new dome atop the Greco-Roman State House. And now here came Dick Cheney on the line. Truth was, Keating had been half expecting the call. The week before, a Dear Frank note had arrived from George W. Bush. Keating's Texas neighbor had locked up the Republican presidential nomination on Super Tuesday, besting John McCain in 6 of 10 states. Now Bush wanted advice on a running mate. "One of the most important decisions I will make this year," he wrote on May 18, 2000. A form letter, Keating knew. The newspaper said Bush sent one to every big name in the GOP. And yet, Keating could not help but tally his prospects. He was 56 years old, telegenic, and tough and going places. Bush admired the way Keating handled himself in 1995, when homegrown terrorists in a Ryder van blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building across town. The two men had a friendly football rivalry, liked to bet on Sooners-Longhorns games, and watched each other's back in national politics.